This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, November 27th, 2013. I'm Caleb Brown. The shelf life of many foods will get shorter with the FDA's plan to, as it says, phase out the use of trans fats in the United States. Baylen Linekin is the executive director of Keep Food Legal. He says the FDA's assertion that there are, quote, no safe levels of consumption of trans fats has broad implications for a lot of what we eat.
Essentially, the FDA is proposing to ban artificial trans fats, which are fats made with partially hydrogenated vegetable oil. And trans fats have been around since animals have been around. Ruminant animals like cows produce them naturally, and so they're in dairy products and in meat. And we consume them, you know, people who eat those products eat them on a regular basis. The artificial variety, the FDA is proposing to phase out because they claim that they're somehow particularly nefarious fats. I'm obviously, you know, I'm not a scientist. I'm a lawyer. I think there are lots of good foods that people like to eat that have them, and obviously the choice should be there.
One issue with respect to trans fats is that they don't break down as quickly as other fats do. So monounsaturated fats break down fairly quickly. That kind of oil will go rancid more quickly than something that was made with trans fats. What difference does that make?
Well, it's a shelf life question. Obviously, if you have, you know, frosting or baked goods or things like that that are sold in a store shelf, it's better for your food when you buy it not to be rancid. So it can extend the shelf life, which can decrease the cost not only for the producer but for the consumer. So that's, you know, one example of why that works, trans fats. And you know, companies have latched onto it for that reason.
Trans fats a long time ago were introduced as an alternative to heavily saturated animal fats.
Right.
When did that occur and what changed?
I don't know exactly the year when it was introduced, but they became more popular in the late 80s, early 1990s. There were advocacy groups, particularly the Center for Science and the Public Interest, which is a group that favors a lot of food regulations that I'm personally opposed to, and I think your listeners, you know, are probably opposed to as well. So CSPI advocated for a switch from cooking, say, McDonald's French fries in beef tallow to cooking it in what they referred to as a much less harmful substance, trans fats. And companies did that, you know, over the course of a few years when you're pressured by consumer groups to make changes and, you know, the food you're serving is demonized, you tend to change. Well, not as soon as, but certainly shortly thereafter, groups like, for example, the Center for Science and the Public Interest sued companies like McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken that were using trans fats because CSPI and others had suddenly changed their tune, that trans fats were particularly nefarious, you know, never mind that they had urged companies to change.
Perhaps to their credit, maybe to their detriment, a lot of companies have also listened to CSPI this time around, and a lot of fast food chains have switched away from trans fats. Where do we typically see them at this point?
They're in things like baked goods, some baked goods and frostings. The non-dairy coffee creamer that you buy tends to have trans fats, things like that. I mean, it's cake frosting, stuff like that. I guess fried chicken, things like that, can have sort of Crisco or other oils. I don't mean to besmirch Crisco. I don't know if it actually contains trans fats. But those sorts of things, sort of admittedly lower end. But obviously, they're still in the sort of natural, when you eat a filet mignon, it has trans fats in it.
How does the FDA unilaterally just decide, we're going to phase out this product that is used in all these different items that are readily available?
Well, they do so by claiming that, trans fats, that there's no safe level of consumption. The FDA has engaged in a process known as rulemaking, which is sort of a dorky regulatory term for when an agency like the FDA or the USDA or, frankly, most federal agencies decide to introduce a new rule. They propose it. They offer a comment period to the public. The one for this particular trans fat ban goes through, I think, January 7th, so the public can comment on it. But basically, they're considering banning this under their authority to ban things, purported authority, I should say, to ban foods that they claim have no sort of safe level of consumption. And the last time they did something like this, I guess, was about a year ago, 2 years ago, when they banned Four Loko, which was a caffeinated beer, and they claimed that there was no safe level of caffeine in an alcohol, added caffeine in an alcohol beverage.
Just out of curiosity, how do we get from Four Loko to, say, a rum and Coke?
Well, there's no added caffeine per se. The sort of hair-splitting distinction that the FDA makes is that you cannot add caffeine directly as a unique and individual substance to any alcohol beverage anymore under the FDA's guidance. However, you can add coffee. You can add something like Coca-Cola, which itself contains Coke, or contains caffeine, rather. And that is their distinction, and that's why their ban, the FDA's ban, ensnared something like four beverage makers, and you still can get beer that has coffee flavoring.
So with respect to trans fats, if there's no safe level of consumption of these hydrogenated oils, what safe level of consumption is there for heavily saturated, highly saturated fats?
That's something obviously the FDA isn't going to address because that opens up a whole other can of worms. I expect that, for example, some animal rights groups might look at this regulation and say if there's no safe level of trans fats that one can consume and, beef contains trans fats, then shouldn't the FDA act to ban beef? I think that's a stretch, but knowing what the FDA has done with Four Loko and, frankly, their plans regarding caffeine, which is also the agency tried to ban in the 1980s and is looking at again, it's not that much of a stretch to think they might do something.
And if you're an animal rights activist, I would think that you would like trans fats, if only because it allows you to keep at room temperature vegetable oil in which animal products are not used.
Right. And that's the the baby in the bathwater thing. I guess if they're throwing out the vegetable-based oil baby, then they may use that foot in the door to throw out the meat bathwater.
Balen Lineken is executive director of Keep Food Legal. You can read more about FDA regulation and your right to eat what you want at our website, cato.org.